Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly podcast from Open Doors Canada. Today's episode, we will talk about the number four country on the 2020 World Watch List. You'll hear a story of a young man who refused to renounce his faith there. And we'll also tell you about some upcoming events and special podcast episodes we have. For more information, you can go to www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to today's episode of World Watch Weekly. I'm Andrew, and with me today is Jared. How are you doing today, Jared?
Hey, Andrew. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, with COVID-19 and all the restrictions, my job has changed a lot. I haven't had any in-person events, haven't had any speaking engagements in churches. But we are excited today to announce a special online event called Night with the Persecuted Church. This is an opportunity to find out how COVID-19 has affected the persecuted church around the world and what Open Doors has done in response to this pandemic. For more information, visit www.persecutedchurch.ca. You can also register at that link, and you will find that link in the description of the podcast. We look forward to meeting with other Christians in Canada online who are concerned and praying for our persecuted family.
That's going to be great. We also have another episode of the podcast coming up where we would love to do a question and answer with you about persecuted church, about the World Watch List, or any other questions you might have. So if you would like to submit a question for that Q&A episode, you can email podcast@odcan.org. That's podcast@odcan.org. You can also comment on any one of our social media posts with a question. Make sure to follow us on Instagram @opendoorscanada and like us on Facebook.
So today's episode is all about the number four country on the World Watch List. Libya.
Libya is such an interesting country because its roots of Christianity actually run really deep. So to kick things off, Andrew, I've got a trivia question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know which biblical character came from Libya?
Which biblical character came from Libya? No, I don't think so.
Cyrene was a city in what is now modern-day Libya. And so Simon of Cyrene, who is the person who the Romans selected to carry the cross of Christ, he would have been from what is now Libya. So, yeah, the tradition of Christianity in Libya actually goes really, really far back, and we have evidence of the first churches being there in the 2nd century AD. Now, tragically, in the last 40 years or so, those ancient roots have been almost completely eradicated. The regime of Muammar Gaddafi lasted for about 4 decades, until 2011, when the regime was overthrown, as many of our listeners will probably remember. There was a parliamentary election in 2012. Since then, the country has descended into a civil war, as different groups are fighting for control. So now this has left the country in a state of really high levels of violence and lawlessness. There's a rise in militant groups. Different areas are controlled by different groups, but across the country, Sharia law is upheld. The end result is that leaving Islam or practicing a religion that is not Islam is not considered possible.
As a society, Libya is both conservative and tribal. Converting from Islam to Christianity is not only seen as betrayal of Islam, but also of the family and the tribe. That's why for converts, one's own family is often the biggest threat. In order to nullify the shame brought upon the family by conversion to Christianity, the family will also try to force the convert into recanting his or her newfound faith. This often comes in the form of social pressure, like exclusion from the family, forced divorce, losing custody over one's children. But converts also face severe violence.
Yeah, and that means that the very small group of Libyan nationals who are Christians keep their faith a secret. Libyans are forbidden to attend worship in official churches. The number of Libyan Christians from a Muslim background is very low. But with the rise of Christian programs on the satellite TV and Christian websites available in Arabic, the interest in Christianity has been increasing. Most Libyan Christians are still afraid to meet with other believers, as any kind of religious gathering, other than Islamic, is forbidden for Libyans.
It's not just Libyan Christians that face persecution, but also foreigners from other parts of Africa that are targeted by various Islamic militant groups and organized criminal groups. These groups kidnap Christians, and there have been instances in which Christians have been killed in brutal fashion. You may remember in 2015 when the Islamic State beheaded 21 Coptic Christians in Libya. There was a video that was passed around. It became fairly well-known news, but it was a very sad day for our Christian family. And because of that event, large numbers of Christians fled the country. Now, even when foreigners do not face such a fate, Christians are harassed and subject to threats from radical Muslims.
Yeah, criminal groups engaged in human trafficking and kidnapping for ransom are often eager to single out Christians and treat them harsher than victims from other backgrounds. Now, these groups engage in all sorts of predatory behavior, especially against immigrants who are trying to make their way through Libya to Europe. In addition to being held hostage for ransom, many of these migrants are sold into slavery. Women can be subjected to sexual assault. Christian migrants are held in detention centers in Libya. These Christian migrants are mostly from sub-Saharan African countries, and they've reportedly been raped and beaten. That ill treatment and violence isn't limited to Christian refugees, but Christians are singled out for much worse discriminatory and violent treatment.
So we want to tell you today a story of a Christian foreigner in Libya. His name is Romani Adli Ayoub. Romani was a 27-year-old Egyptian man who worked in Libya and sent the money back home to support his family. He had been doing this for 5 years. This year, Romani was kidnapped and killed for his faith. The young, hardworking man kept close contact with his family in Egypt. His uncle explained, Romani used to call his mother and siblings every day. They hadn't heard from him since the end of January, and so his family contacted the Egyptian Foreign Affairs Ministry. Then they communicated with the Libyan authorities. After investigations in Libya, the Libyan authorities managed to reach the group who had kidnapped Romani. After the group was arrested by the Libyan authority, they confessed all what they did to Romani. They kidnapped him and tried to force him to convert to Islam, but he rejected that and didn't renounce his faith in Jesus Christ. They beat and tortured him and threatened to kill him if he didn't convert to Islam, but he kept his faith and didn't convert. After 3 days, they hanged him. His body was taken home to Egypt in March, where a funeral was held at his home church. Romani's uncle describes the type of man Romani was. He was a very humble person, loved by everyone in our village. All of us felt a great shock when we heard the news of Romani's death. Our loss is very great. We lost a very good person. His parting is very painful for all of us. But the only thing that comforts us is that he didn't renounce the faith, and he kept the faith until his last breath. He was martyred in the name of Jesus Christ. We were all proud of him and very happy for him. He went to a good place in heaven to enjoy being with the Lord Jesus Christ now.
Wow, that testimony is so strong, but sadly that brutality is what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Libya. So we want to pray for Romani's family today, and we'll give you a few other ways you can also be praying for Libya. First of all, you can pray for an end to the civil war that's been ravaging Libya for years.
We can also pray that more Muslims would come to faith in Jesus Christ in Libya.
And we'll pray for the protection of migrants traveling through the country. We'll pray for protection from violence and trafficking. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now for a moment. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come before you with our praises and with our requests and also with our grief and our lament. And Lord, we think today of our brothers and sisters in the country of Libya. We thank you for giving them the courage to follow you in a country where it is forbidden to do so. Lord, we think of this young man, Romani, who was killed for his faith. We thank you for the testimony that that leaves behind, for the impact that it's had on other people. And Lord, we pray for comfort for his family. We pray that you would give them peace and encouragement. Lord, we pray that his death might impact those who have heard about it, that it might ask them, might prompt them to ask questions about you and look to you for salvation. Lord, we think of the civil war in Libya and we pray for an end to this. We pray for government authorities to come to agreements. Lord, we know that you are a God of peace, and we look forward to a future where we will beat our swords into plowshares and put away the spear. And Lord, we pray for this to become a reality in Libya, that death and violence would no longer characterize the nation. We pray for those who follow the Islamic faith, which is so prominent, Lord, and we ask that you, through your spirit, would cause more and more to begin asking the real questions about what it means to know God. And Lord, we pray that salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, would be the reality that many, many people in Libya come to know. And finally, God, we want to ask for protection for those who are traveling through the country, for the migrants who are seeking to simply move their families. Lord, we pray that you would surround them with shields and walls of protection. Lord, that they would not be kidnapped or harassed, but rather that they would be able to pass through in peace. God, we pray for stability in the nation, for life and love and peace to become the themes throughout the country instead of death and war and violence. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you do and that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, I hope that today's episode encourages you to be faithfully obedient to Jesus Christ in your everyday life. And I hope it encourages you to pray for our brothers and sisters in Libya and around the world who are persecuted for their faith in Jesus. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'd love if you would check out www.persecutedchurchc.ca to register for our event. Also, send us your questions for an upcoming question and answer episode. And of course, as always, we would love for you to subscribe, review, and share this podcast with someone else so that more people in Canada can be praying for our persecuted family. God bless. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. For more information on how to pray for our persecuted family, please visit our website, www.opendoorsca.org. Click Get Involved, and then click Prayer.